This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The world is starting to ring in a new year. Countries in the South Pacific Ocean are the first to welcome 2025. Then, says the AP's Donna Warder,
at the Vatican is the start of Pope Francis's holy year. In the U.S., the Cathedral of St. Paul in Minnesota will host an 11 p.m. Mass, followed by a champagne reception. In Paris, a traditional festive countdown to the new year and fireworks extravaganza on the Champs-Élysées. In London, there's a pyrotechnic display along the River Thames and a parade through the city center later in the day. And in Rio de Janeiro, 12 straight minutes of fireworks at a New Year's Eve bash on Copacabana Beach. I'm Donna Warder.
But here at home, Mother Nature may not cooperate on this New Year's Eve. Rain, snow, and a wintry mix expected from the Midwest to the Northeast today. Spotty showers from Florida to Maryland. But in the West, a break from the relentless wet pattern will begin. Former President Jimmy Carter's state funeral will be January 9th in Washington. The AP's Haya Penjwani.
Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, who died at 100 years old, played a big role in putting Habitat for Humanity on the map. So much so, some people think he founded it. Jonathan Ruckford is the CEO of Habitat for Humanity International.
It was a tiny organization in 1984 when President Mrs. Carter famously rode a bus up from South Georgia to spend a week sleeping in a church basement and rehabbing a tenement building on the Lower East Side of Manhattan.
Ruckford says President Carter and his family directly contributed to the repair and renovation of over 4,000 homes in over a dozen countries. I'm Haya Penjwani.
U.S. investigators have examined the site of that plane crash that killed 179 people in South Korea on Sunday. No details yet on their examination. This is AP News. The AP's Ed Donahue now on the number of illegal border crossing arrests.
Border arrests have changed little in December. A senior Customs and Border Protection official tells the AP the number of arrests is hovering near the lowest level since July of 2020. It also indicates an anticipated surge ahead of Donald Trump's presidential inauguration in 3 weeks hasn't happened. Arrests fell by about half from the all-time high of 250,000 in December of 2023 after Mexican officials increased enforcement within their own borders, and by about half again after President Biden introduced severe asylum limits. For the second straight month, those allowed to enter the country through official border crossings are expected to exceed arrests for illegal crossings. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Gas is $3.04 a gallon today, says the AAA. A year ago, it was $3.11, according to the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.